Log Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you tonight. God bless you, and we want to welcome you to this open heaven. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome on this Sabbath day of the Lord. We're so grateful that the Lord has brought us back here yet again. We are indeed grateful for life, health, and strength. We give God thanks. We give God praise. As we always say, people of God, it's another day that the Lord has kept us. It's another day that we step closer to our destiny. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Thank God for each of you on tonight that have come to join us here on the Prayer News Network. We want to thank God on tonight for all of our listeners that are near and far, those of you that are across the miles in other countries and other nations. We thank God for you. Thank you for your listening ear. Always to come and be with us whatever time these airwaves are hitting your ears. We just want to let you know we thank God for you. We thank God for you. We appreciate you. We thank you for taking out the time to come and to be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. And we just bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord. People of God, I don't know about you, but I just get excited. I just get excited. Amen. As we come up on this 9 o'clock hour, I get excited. My heart begins to just leap, leap, leap for what God will do. I just get excited about the goodness of the Lord. I don't know about you, but when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, glory to God, my soul, my heart, my spirit cries out, hallelujah. I just thank God for saving me. I give God thanks. I give God praise because there are so many other places that I could have been. But listen, it was the divine ordination of the Lord for me to be right here, right now with you. And I thank God for you. Listen, people of God, as you're coming in, we just want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people on tonight. Invite someone to be with you on tonight. Invite. Glory to God. Invite. If we don't invite people of God, they may never come. So we just want to invite on tonight. And listen, just text a couple of people. Get on that group text. Invite them to come. Invite them to come and be with you on tonight in this open heaven experience on tonight. We are indeed grateful. While you're coming in, people of God, we just want to always let you know that this is a recorded line. It is. And that you can get a copy of the recording afterwards. We thank God that he's enabled us to be able to capture all of this good word, all of this good word that has been coming. We thank God on tonight that we've not missed anything. And we thank the Lord because we've been able to replay some of our broadcasts. And I'm telling you, people of God, it's just food for our souls. It's almost like we've not heard it. Amen. It's like we've not heard it. It's the very first time. So we just thank God on tonight because, people of God, because the bread, the word, it never gets old. So we give God thanks and we give God praise again for you on tonight as you're coming in. Go ahead and get your pencil and paper. get your pencil and your paper on tonight. People of God, as you're coming in, we want you to take notes, notes, notes. Listen, as you take those notes, we want you to go ahead and tell someone about what you heard, about how you were blessed on the Prayer News Network Global. It helps you to be able to recant it. It helps you to be able to bring it back to memory. It helps you to be able to do that. So we bless the Lord tonight. We thank God. We glorify him on tonight for you, you, and you, people of God. And while you're doing that, we just want to go ahead and get our acknowledgments out. We just want to acknowledge all of our leaders, first and foremost, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We give God thanks for him on tonight, for it is he that is leading us. It is he that has established his work in the earth. And listen, we're just grateful to be a part of the Lord's work. Amen. Glory to God. Started this work in April. Glory be to God. 2020. People of God, hey, listen, at the hit of the pandemic, glory to God, churches were closed, but the Lord enabled us here that this open heaven, this open line would be open for someone to come and get a word from the Lord. And so we bless God on tonight for all that he's done in the midst of us. We thank him on tonight. I thank him tonight for, glory to God, my celestial intercessor, our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James, thanking God for him. And thank God for Mother Carrie James, the founding father, founding mother of the Evangelistic Pentecostal churches worldwide. Just want to thank God on tonight for our senior apostle. Glory to God, none other than Apostle Prophet Samuel Huggins James. Thanking God for him and Lady Huggins James on tonight out of Trinidad. Thanking him on tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Glory to God. And Lady Tina out of Gainesville, Florida. And for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., glory to God, Shepherd Mother Taylor out of Albany, Georgia. And I just want to give God thanks and praise for all of our advisors on tonight, all of our advisors from the several places that they are located throughout the U.S. We thank God for them availing their time, amen, availing their time to this outreach ministry. Glory to God. As you know, people of God, the pandemic, we're in the post-pandemic era, and things are beginning to shift now. But we give God thanks, amen, that whenever they can, they are right here. And it's always good to see them here with us, always knowing that they're praying for us, amen, here on the Prayer News Network Global. So we give God thanks. We give God praise, amen, for our scripture reader on tonight. And we thank God for all of the awesome speakers that the Lord has been sending to this Prayer News Network. And people of God, listen, we thank God for you, each and every one of you. We give God thanks and we give God praise for you, for your time, for your attention, for always being with us. We thank God for you on tonight. Amen. It's so beautiful because on midweek service, on midweek service nights, glory to God, we realize that people are in service. And then on Friday nights, we realize people are in service. And people of God, it's so beautiful because you can see, amen, that as they roll out of one, amen, here they are coming online, jumping online to be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. And it's so grateful to know that we are on their minds, not only on their minds, but in their hearts. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for that, for them on tonight, and for you, you, and you. We thank the Lord for you on tonight, people of God. We bless the Lord. We thank the Lord. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, here as we enter into the Sabbath of the Lord, as we enter into the Sabbath of the Lord, that time of rest and relaxation where we give God thanks and we give God praise for all that he's done over this whole week, amen. I don't know about you, but the Lord has been moving, amen, miraculously. He's been doing some awesome things in my life, and I just thank him for it, amen. I just thank him, glory to God. I don't know where I would be without him, but I just give God thanks and I just give God praise for all that he's doing. Amen. Thank you so much, people of God, for your prayers. Thank you for your time, your attention. We do bless God for you. Amen. We want to go ahead and get ready now, people of God. We want to go ahead and sanctify the line. on tonight. Get ready for the word. Get ready, ready, ready. Get ready for the word on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. We have our, amen, standing speaker, amen, that have committed to Friday nights, amen, and he's no stranger to the line, but we bless God for him, glory to God, being with us, committing to come and be with us on the line, amen, glory to God. So we thank God on tonight. If you would, people of God, go ahead and get your hearts and minds ready. Get your hearts and minds ready as we prepare, amen, for the word on tonight. Glory to God. And the song says, thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Hallelujah. I just want to thank you, you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to thank, oh, and I just want to thank, hallelujah, I just want to thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. How many just want to thank the Lord on tonight? How many, glory to God, just got to thank you down in your soul, down in your heart on tonight? Glory to God. I'm talking about a thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just grateful to the Lord on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If that be the case, people of God, listen, why don't you on tonight just begin to think on him tonight? Just begin to think on the goodness of the Lord. Just begin to think on what he's done for you this day. Begin to think on what he's done for you this week, this month, this year. Glory to God. Just begin to think on him, people of God. Just begin to, glory to God, just begin to meditate on his goodness on tonight. Glory, hallelujah, and begin to tell him something good. Tell him something sweet. Glory to God, from your heart to his heart on tonight. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We bless you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We bless you. We thank you on tonight. Father, we glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you on tonight for all of your goodness. We're thanking you on tonight for all of your grace. Father, your great grace that you've extended unto us, we give you thanks. We give you tonight. Father, we're thanking you for your keeping power. We're thanking you on this night. Thank you for how you kept us all night long. Father, we're thanking you on tonight. Thank you for keeping our minds and for keeping our hearts, glory to God, in the midst of this untoward generation. Father, you're yet keeping our hearts on tonight. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. So much trouble going on in the earth, oh God. But we thank you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for being our high tower. We're thanking you on tonight for being our peace. We're thanking you on tonight for truly being the lover of our soul. Father, and we come tonight to tell you thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you tonight. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you on tonight. We magnify your name in the earth. We magnify you tonight. We magnify you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We magnify you. Oh, glory to God. We magnify you on tonight, oh God, defying, oh God, every spirit on tonight that will say, glory to God, not to praise you. But tonight we rise up tonight. Our soul rise up and give you thanks, and our soul rise up and give you praise on tonight. We rise up on tonight, Father. We lift our hands. We lift our hearts unto you on tonight. We glorify you. We magnify you on tonight, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. We come tonight. We come tonight, oh, glory to God, with making melody in our hearts on tonight for the great things that you've done to us. Oh, God, our soul sings, hallelujah, how great thou art. How great thou art unto us on tonight. How great thou art unto your people on tonight. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise on tonight. Father, we glorify you. Hallelujah, we magnify you. We magnify you tonight, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will look upon us tonight. We're asking you to look upon each and every one tonight. Look upon us tonight, oh God. Look upon us tonight. Father, we're asking that you will have mercy tonight. Father, have mercy upon each and every one of us on tonight. Father, any way that we've missed you, any way, oh God, that we've omitted, oh God, anyway, oh God, that we've omitted, oh God, to follow your will, your divine plan. Father, we're asking that you will forgive us on tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. We're asking you tonight to create in us a clean heart. Oh God, a renew, oh Father, hey God, hey God. We're asking you to renew a right spirit within us on tonight. Renew a righteous spirit. Renew a spirit of truth on tonight in thy precious name, oh God. Father, we're asking that you give us a clean heart. We're asking, oh God, that you renew our minds. We're asking you on tonight to quicken us on tonight. We're asking you to restore the souls of your people tonight. Many going through hurts on tonight. Many in situations, oh God, that's too heavy for them. Oh Father, we're asking tonight. We're asking that you restore. Restore the souls on tonight. Restore the broken places on tonight. In thy precious name, oh God, we're asking that you revive. Revive spirits on tonight. Father, do it tonight. Father, do it tonight as only you can. In thy precious name, Jesus. Father, unto you we come. Oh, God, lifting up our heads. Lifting up our head unto the hill. Oh, God, for which cometh our help. We thank you tonight, oh, God. We're thanking you for you're our help. Father, you're our peace, oh, God. You're our help. And that right early, and we give you thanks and we give you praise on tonight. We glorify you on tonight. Father, we're asking you to have your way. Have your way tonight. Have your way in the midst of us. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, do what you will. Father, move as you would. In the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to do a new thing. Do a new thing in us, Lord. Do a new thing among us on tonight. Father, we're asking that you touch our minds. Father, renew, oh God, and elevate the minds of your people tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, do it tonight. Let us not leave this line. Let us not leave the same. Oh, glory be to God. But we're asking you to do it tonight. Oh, glory to God. Father, touch someone tonight. Touch and lift on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, lift and lift. Lift us only you can. In the name of Jesus, Father, do it tonight. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. We're asking you to heal tonight. Father, heal. Oh, God, touch bodies on tonight. Father, and heal. Heal and deliver tonight. Heal, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Hey, oh, God, make whole tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Higher, oh, say God. Higher. Father, do it tonight. night. Glory be to God. Lord, let this be a night above night. Let this be a night of divine visitation in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to do it tonight. Hey, Shatabaye. Oh, Father, do it tonight. As only you can. Father, we come tonight sacrificing. Oh, God, come in tonight. Bring in a sacrifice of praise unto you on tonight. Father, we're asking you tonight to look among us tonight. Look among the nations tonight. Hey, God, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, those that are at war, Father, we're asking that you will cover, protect your people in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, glory, I must say. Oh, God, come and shield your people on tonight in the precious name, Jesus. Father, but you said by your word that even in this end time, there will be wars and rumors of wars. But, Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you all glory, I must say. Oh, God, cause your people to look up and live. Cause your people to know, oh, God, that there's hope in you. Cause your people to understand. Oh, God, cause them to be quickened on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Oh, glory, oh, God, for you're the author. You're the finisher of our faith. And we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, cause now, oh, God, your spirit to move. Cause your spirit to move among us tonight. Move, oh, glory to God. Father, move in the winds on tonight. Oh, God, cause the cold from your altar tonight. Cause them tonight. Oh, God, to rest upon us, your people, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, and cleanse and sanctify, renew, revive on tonight. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we're thanking you for your word. We're thanking you for your word that brings light. We're thanking you for your word that brings strength. We're thanking you for your word on tonight, for your word that lifts up, for your word that redeems. We're thanking you on tonight. Yeah, 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 yeah. Woo, glory to God. We thank you tonight. Woo, God, for your word, your word. Woo, glory to God. We thank you tonight for your word, oh God, that turns adverse situations. Father, we're thanking you all tonight for every blessing. We're thanking you tonight for somebody needs a blessing tonight. Somebody standing in need of a miracle tonight. Father, we're asking, hey, hey, woo, God, we're asking you to do it tonight. Yeah, 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 yeah. Woo, God, we're asking you to do it tonight. Move and show yourself strong. Show yourself mighty. Oh, God, mighty to deliver, mighty to answer on tonight. And, Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. We honor, we glorify you. We bless you on this night. Father, now we're asking that you bless your speaker tonight. Bless your speaker tonight. Oh, God, cause the words to come. The words, oh, God, to come. Hey, God, from your heart, oh, God, to the hearts of your people. Bless them and strengthen them tonight. Strengthen as only you can. Strengthen as only you can. In thy precious name, Jesus, let your word have free course on tonight. Let your word, oh God, penetrate the hearts of your people tonight. Penetrate and evoke change on tonight. Penetrate and save on tonight. Father, save tonight. Save tonight. Save tonight. Save your people from them sins. Save your people from them save, oh God. Save your people from destruction on tonight. Oh God, save your people tonight. Oh God, on the oh God, in the name of Messiah. Father, save tonight. Father, we ask that you glorify, that you magnify. Do what you will tonight. Hey. Oh God, do what you will tonight in the midst of us, your people. Oh, God, deliver tonight. Save, Father. Save to the utmost. Save tonight. Oh, God, touch the sinner tonight. Touch and penetrate the heart of the sinner on tonight. Father, cause them to come unto thee, yielding unto thee. Oh, God, no other help we know. For this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory in thy precious name, Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Father, cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Father, hide us, woo, God, and we shall be hid. Hey! Woo, glory to God. Father, draw us nearer unto thee. Draw us nearer
unto thee, O God. Let us not just come to this line, Father, but draw us nearer. Draw us nearer unto thee. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we give you all honor. We give you all glory. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, Father, draw us, draw us, draw us. Oh, God, draw us. Hiya, yeah, yeah. Hiya. Woo, glory to God. In thy precious name, Jesus. And, Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory, Father. Cause us tonight to understand, to know the urgency of the time. Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. Bless now yet again your speaker. Father, have your way in the midst of us. And for this we give you thanks. Hide us behind your cover. Us in your shed blood and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. And for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you for your blood covering. Thank you for your blood covering. Thank you for your blood covering. Father, for this we thank you. We praise you. We bless you now. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory be to God. In thy precious name, Jesus, we pray. We do bind the hand of the enemy. We bring his works to naught on tonight. Every interfering spirit, we bring it down. In the name of Jesus. And Father, for this we do glorify you. We magnify you. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory to God. In every heart tonight, say amen, amen, amen on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. Glory to God. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Amen on tonight. Glory be to God. And we bless the Lord. Amen on tonight. Now we're going to ask Sister Mary Hollins if she would come with our scripture reading on tonight. God bless you, Sister Mary.
We give an honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to our PNN prayer warriors, to our PNN advisors, and to our listeners near and far. The reading will be coming from the 6th chapter of Galatians, the 1st to the 10th verse. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall the flesh reap corruption. And he that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. I have read to you the 6th chapter of Galatians, the 1st through the 10th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Well said. And the word, amen, is forever settled in heaven. And we say amen on tonight. Amen. Glory to be to God. Just so much has been said right there in those 10 scriptures. Amen. And we bless God on tonight. We give him thanks. We glorify the Lord on tonight. Amen. Jesus, we glorify him. We magnify him, people of God, listen, hallelujah, my soul, hallelujah, does magnify the Lord on tonight, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, I just want to sing a little bit of that on tonight, amen, on tonight, glory to God, the song says, my soul does magnify the Lord. And my spirit praise his name. Even death not hold our Lord captive, for even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. Even death couldn't hold our Lord captive, even in the grave, Jesus is Lord, and he is Lord, he is Lord, he has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ, he's Lord, he's Lord, he's Lord, he is Lord, he is Lord, he is Lord, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Every knee must bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Glory to God. And we bless God on tonight. We thank him, people of God. Listen, amen. Just give me an opportunity to go and get your pencil and your paper. Amen. Go, glory to God. Give me an opportunity to call someone and tell them about the PNN on tonight. Glory to God. Just tell them, invite them to come on tonight. But truly, there is a word from the Lord for you. And we just thank God on tonight. We thank God for each of you. Thank you for your time, your attention. Thank you for coming out, glory to God, to be blessed. Amen. You're going to be grateful, amen, that you came. And we give God thanks and praise on tonight, people of God. We're not going to hold you any longer, amen, because truly, 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 it is word time. It's time for the word of God. And we give God thanks and we give God praise, amen, for this standing commitment to come and to bless the people of God every Friday. We thank him for this man of God, amen, out of Atlanta, Georgia, glory to God, by way of Applied Word Ministries, amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise for him on tonight. People of God, we want you to receive none other than Minister Craig Cannon. God bless you on tonight.
Praise God.
Praise,
praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
mm-hmm.
you, Jesus. Lord God, we are in so need of revival in this land these days, Lord God. The sister spoke about revive, revival, Lord God. Revival, Lord God. We need revival. Pour out your spirit upon all flesh, Lord God. We want to see your power. We want to see your glory, Lord God. We want to experience you, Lord God. Father, I'm just so grateful and so thankful, Lord God. I was just caught up in the spirit just a moment ago when the sister was just praising God and praying to God and magnifying his blessed and holy name. Father, I just praise you and thank you, Lord God, as I cried out, strip me of me and fill me with you, Lord God. Strip me of me and fill me with you, Lord God. Strip me of me and fill me with you, Lord God. That should be all of our prayer these days because we're living in some serious times, and those times are already told to us in the Holy Scriptures. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for this night. I thank you for this privilege, this honor, Lord God, to be on this line, Lord God. I thank you for the Prayer News Network. I thank you for all of its members and founders and friends. I thank you, Lord God, for all of its supporters, Lord God. I thank you for everyone on this line, everyone that's listening right now. I thank you, Lord God, that you led them to this phone tonight. You allowed them to dial those numbers, and you allowed them to listen in, Lord God. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I thank you for all the people in other countries who are persecuted, Lord God, because they are Christians and because they are seeking you, Lord God. I pray that your divine hand of protection is around them and their families, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that as they hear the word today, that your faith will come and get on the inside of their heart, Lord God, and they will be encouraged and not discouraged, Lord God. They will know, seek, live, and understand that you and you alone are God. You are the one true and living God, the great I am, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. I thank you for your Holy Spirit that's on the inside of us, each and every one of us, leading and guiding us into all truth, the whole truth, and the full truth. I thank you that the Holy Spirit will speak only what he hears you say, Lord God. And everything you say will always line up with your word, Lord God. Father, I pray that the practicality of your word will come out tonight, how to use it, how to be encouraged by it, how to take it out of this book and apply it to your life. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this another opportunity to minister to these, your people, your sheep. I thank you, Lord, that revelation knowledge will flow freely, uninterrupted, and unhindered by any evil, satanic, or demonic force. Heavenly Father, dear Lord, I pray that you and you alone will speak to my vocal cords, and you alone will think through my mind. Father, I pray that let it be none of me and all of you. I give you all the glory, praise, and the honor. It's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the name that is above all names, the name that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess all over this planet, on the earth, in the earth, and under the earth. Yet Jesus Christ is Lord. I give you praise for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Start in Genesis, and I was going to pick up in Genesis, you know, and continue, because I feel the mandate from the Lord that we've got to get into the book. We've got to teach the scriptures. We've got to give people wisdom and understanding of God's word so that they can see the reality that everything that's in this book is happening in reality. Everything that God's going to do, he's already done. I'm going to repeat that. Everything that God's going to do, he's already done. There are patterns in the Bible that are repeating themselves out here in this real world. There are things that are happening now that have happened before. I believe our nation, America, is undergoing the same things that Israel underwent in the Old Testament. Turn away from God. That the judgments that is coming now on us is similar to the judgment that came on Israel. But there is hope. That's just one of the patterns that God has shown me. But tonight, as we were praising God and worshiping God, it says to enter into his courtyards with thanksgiving and praise. And so as we enter in, tonight as we were doing that, I was praying to the Holy Spirit to say, Holy Spirit, what would you have me to say tonight? What would you have me to do? And it's interesting that the Holy Spirit took me up to Psalms 55. I want you all to go to Psalms 55. Psalms 55, verses 1 through 23 is what we're going to go over. Psalms 55, verses 1 through 23. And we will pick up next week, the Holy Spirit wants, back into Genesis. I hope and pray that some of you all heard the message last week in Genesis, how blessed you were about another look at creation. How God started it all. He began it all in Genesis. And I'm going to tell you something that the scriptures say. It says that God declares the end from the beginning. So if you want to understand what's going to happen at the end, you must first understand what happened at the beginning. So those two books, Genesis and Revelation, Alpha and Omega, first and last, author and finisher of our faith. Those two books are critical and vital to not only the past and the present, but also the future. Let's jump in Psalm 55, and let's begin right there. A few messages ago, I talked on how when you read the scriptures, first of all, you must pray. You must ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. How do we do that? Because the Holy Spirit's been sent here to lead and guide us into all truth, and God's word is truth. As a matter of fact, it's the only truth that's in the earth today. Let God be true and every man be a liar. That's what the scriptures say. It is the only truth. If you want to find truth and the real truth, look into God's word. Look into God's word. You'll find truth. You'll find truth to things that you have questions about. Everything is in God's word, and God's word is the only truth that there is. Psalms 55, verse 1 through 23. Psalm 55, verse 1. Listen at this. Give ear to my prayer, O God. Give ear to my prayer. Listen to me, God. Listen to me, God. And hide not thyself from my supplication. Don't hide yourself from what I'm about to say. Don't hide yourself from my prayers. To some of you all are going through things right now. You really need to hear this message about prayer. Prayer is so vital and important. Prayer is communicating with God, or let's say it another way, communing with God. Prayer is all about relationship. It's not religion. It's relationship. There is a difference. Religion can be something you do over and over and over again with no sense of anything with it. You're just doing it out of repetition. Relationship is an entirely different thing. Relationship is you communing or communicating with God every single day. You tell God everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly. You tell him everything. It's not like he doesn't know it. He's sovereign. He knows all things. He knows everything about you. He knew you would be listening to this very message this very night at this very moment because he's sovereign. See, we're living this thing called life. And we think we sort of are guiding ourselves and have control of what we are doing. The Word of God says that man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man know his way? See, God is directing our steps. God is guiding us, even though we think we're doing it. That's how sovereign he is. He knows everything about us. Everything. Everything about us. God knows it. I know that's hard for many of you all to receive, but even in your situation and your circumstance right now, be it good or bad, God knows it. Sometimes God allows things to happen to us to draw us closer to him. God knows our heart. He's looking at our heart. It's not so much what you've done or what you haven't done. It's all about Jesus. And he wants you to draw closer to him. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Listen at the psalmist as he's praying to God. This is his prayer. Now remember, I spoke earlier about patterns. Here's a prayer of the psalmist. I want you to listen to his prayer. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me. Look at that. Attend unto me. Pay attention to me. And hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. I love his approach to God. His approach is as a relationship. His approach is as in, I know God. I have time with God. And I can approach him in this manner because we tight. We understand each other. We're good. Because I talk to him all the time. That's his approach. His approach is relational, not religious. It's relational. The only way you can get to know a person is to build a relationship with them. When you build a relationship with them, you get to know them. And God wants us to know him. In the scriptures, in the end times, there's a scripture that says, God's going to say to many people who come before him, they're going to say, but God, we went to church, but God, we did this, but God, we did that. And Jesus is going to say to them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, you never knew. That word knew means to have a relationship with me. You never came to me when you had your problems. You never talked to me when you were over there doing drugs or drinking or your wife left you or your dog died or your kid didn't turn out the way you wanted to turn out. You never came to me and talked to me about your problems. You just sought to solve them for yourselves. But I was waiting. I was ready. I was on the edge of my seat waiting for you to come to me. To come to me. I love you. I will restore you. I will heal you. You're my child. I love you dearly. Just like a child will come to his mother and his father, that's the way we got to approach God. Apologetically. Whether we did some good or bad, be transparent. Father, I messed up. I know I shouldn't have done that. That was wrong. And I knew it was wrong. Forgive me, Lord. Help me to get past this addiction. Be transparent with God. He knows where your heart is. See, I'm a firm believer that I don't want to stand before God and not have told him everything about me. I mean, when I say, yeah, he knows it. I can say, well, God, you already knew that. But I need it to come out of my mouth. I need to confess it out of my mouth to him so that when I'm standing before his throne in heaven alone, because I can't stand there and lean on my parents. I can't stand there and lean on my family or my friends. We're all going to stand before the Almighty alone. And we're going to have to give an account for everything we did. And God is saying, you know what? Hey, Lord, I know you knew about this. Yep, I told you about this. I told you about that. Sometimes I wonder, we can't go up before him and lie. I say, God, I don't remember that. He can look back. Gabrielle, could you rewind that tape? I want to show him what he can't remember. I'm being really funny here. I'm not saying that's in the scripture, but I am saying this. We got to be transparent with God. Listen at this prayer. Attend unto me and hear me. I love the way he says that. He's approaching God. Pay attention to me, Lord, and hear me. I mourn in my complaint. I make a noise. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me. And in wrath, they hate me. And some of you all got enemies out there right now. They hate you. They're doing very bad things to you. You don't know where to turn. You don't know where to hide. But I'm here to tell you there is a God in heaven who hears your prayer. And if you will cry out to him, he will change that situation for you and on your behalf. God loves you. God loves you. And understand that God is sovereign. So God knows what's best for you. And if he doesn't change it and he allows you to go through it, That means when you come out on the other side, you're going to be a lot better than you were when you went in it. But you will come out, and you will come out better than you was when you were in it. Be willing to trust God. That's a key point. Trust him. Trust him that he's in control. My heart, verse 4, is sore pain within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Look at that. The terrors of death has fallen upon me. This guy is terrified. He is so afraid. He says the terrors of death has fallen. He says his heart is sore pain within him. That means he's probably having chest pains. Feel like he's going to have a heart attack because the terrors of death has fallen upon him. He is so afraid. So afraid. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that also says that in the last days, men's hearts will fail them for what they see is coming. For what they see is coming. I mean, people are going to be dropping dead of heart attacks just out of fear. Just out of fear. The thing hadn't even got on them yet, and they're just dropping dead out of heart attack because they are so afraid. And I'm here to tell you, that's not God. God did not give us a spirit of fear. God gave us a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. So we don't have to be afraid. In Psalms 20, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, Lord. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalms 23. Let's go to Psalms 55. Now let's go back, verse 5. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me. Look at this. Fearfulness and trembling. Some of you all are in other countries right now. You're terrified because you're being persecuted. You're afraid. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't even know how you got to this phone call right now, but God knows. God wants you to hear his voice and know that he's with you. He hears you. He loves you. He will protect you. He's your strong house. He's your way out of no way. He can make a habitation out of desolation. God, he's the almighty, the all-powerful, the all-knowing, the sovereign God of all the heaven and all the universe. There is absolutely nothing he cannot do. Is anything too hard for God? Fearfulness and trembling have come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. This is him praying. He's talking to God. Look at this conversation he's having with God. He's praying. He's communicating with God. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, God, and horror has overwhelmed me. And I said, listen to what he say. This is what he said. Lord, this is what I said. Oh, that I had wings like a dove. For then I would fly away and be at rest. Oh, if I had wings as a dove, Lord, I can get out of this. I could fly away and be at rest. I'm scared. I'm tired. I'm afraid, Lord. Oh, if I just had wings, I could just escape this. I could get away from it. I could be at rest. Lo, then, verse 7, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness. Look at that. Selah, he's praying. He's saying, God, pay attention to me. I'm afraid, Father. I'm afraid. They're coming upon me. My chest is hurting and fear has come upon me. I'm shaking. Oh, if I just had wings, if I could just get out of this. Lord, just take this away. I just want to rest. Just get me out of this, Lord. Verse 8, I would hasten my escape. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Look at that. I would hasten my escape. He's crying out to the Lord. He's in God. Now, look at the next verse, what he asked God to do. He's praying to God. This is a prayer. He's praying to God. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues. For I have seen violence and strife in the city. He's asking God to destroy and divide their tongues. Destroy, O Lord. And divide their tongues. For I have seen violence and strife in the city. Now, have it. Six, way they go about it. Upon the walls thereof, mischief also, and sorrow, or in the midst of it. Of what? His city? He's talking about his city. All this stuff is coming on his city. Listen to him praying to God about what's going on in his city. God, day and night, they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow or in the midst of it. Listen to what he's telling God. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. So his streets and his city are full of deceit and guile, mischief. Can you imagine? It's a city in chaos, like some of our cities are now in this country. They're in chaos. Crime is up. People are killing each other like it's nothing. Stealing, robbing, raping. But isn't that what the enemy wants to do? He wants to kill, steal, and destroy. That's his whole purpose. It was not an enemy that reproached me, but it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. Neither was it that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man equal. Look at that. Praise God. It was a man equal, mine equal, my God, and my acquaintance. Now, that's the ultimate betrayal. It was somebody close to him. We took sweet counsel together, and we even walked unto the house of God in company. Look at that. This is the one who's giving him trouble, someone who's very close to him. Keep reading. Let death seize upon them, and let them go down quick into hell. Look at that. For wickedness is in their dwelling. And among them. Look at that. This is what he's saying to God. This is what he's saying to God. He's asking God to destroy them. He's asking God to let them go down quick in the hell. He said wickedness is in the midst of them. Wickedness is in the midst of them. Verse 16. Now this is what we do as a result. As for me, now here he goes. Now he's talking about himself. Call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Look at that. Now, for him to have that confidence that he can call upon God and that the Lord will save him, he must have been talking to God. He must have developed a relationship with God. He must, watch this, know God. He ain't just reading about him in the book, in the scriptures. He know it. He spent time with him. He's developed a relationship with him. He's told him everything about it. Everything. That's what God wants us to do. We got to be transparent with God. We got to be real with God. We got to tell God everything. Everything. It ain't like he doesn't know. But you know, God sees everything. God can see in the darkness. God can see in the booth, in the back, in the corner. Nothing's hidden from him. When we come to that reality that we cannot hide anything from God, then we'll open up to God. Basically, when we come to the end of ourselves, see, we think we can hide from God like Adam and Eve did in the beginning, and that's in Genesis, as we will soon find out. And we can't hide from God. Job tried to run from it. Everywhere he went, God was there. God is sovereign. He's all over. Evening and morning, now this is what got me. Evening and morning and at noon. I want you all to underline that. Evening, morning, and at noon will I pray. Evening, morning, and at noon will I pray. That's three times he's praying. God's praying three times a day. He's praying in the evening. He's praying in the morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud. And he shall hear my voice. Y'all get that? He's praying in the evening. He's praying in the morning and he's praying at noontime. He's not only praying, but he's also crying. But then after that, he declares, he shall hear my voice. Maybe he tapped into something. I need God to hear me. You need God to hear you? Talk to him in the evening, in the morning, and at noon. See, when you're talking to him in the evening and in the morning and at noon, that means he's always on your mind. He's always on your mind. You're always thinking about God. And God, what would you do this? And a lot of people would think praying is like formal. You know, well, I got to stop what I'm doing. I got to go over here. I got to bow down. I got to say this. No. Talk to God. Communicate with God. That's praying. You can pray anywhere, anytime, any place, under any circumstances concerning anything. It ain't got to be a long prayer. It ain't got to be a short prayer. God hears your heart. You can say, help me, oh Lord. God will hear that and respond. See, prayer is communing with God, communicating with God about everything, concerning anything, anybody, anywhere, anytime, under any circumstance. You can pray to God. Evening and morning will I pray, verse 17, and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. I have a note in here when I was reading the scriptures years ago. Above that I put, begin praying three times a day. I wrote that in my little notes in my Bible. I believe in writing notes in the Bible because as God speaks to you through his scriptures, sometimes you need to do it, you need to capture it right then and there. So it might be years later, and this is years later, I wrote this note in my Bible. And here's another note I have wrote. Where there is strife and violence, there is mischief, sorrow, wickedness, deceit, and guile. All those things go together. That's interesting, something the Holy Spirit shared with me years ago. Years ago. Evening, morning, verse 17, at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. So just communicate with God throughout the day. That's what I'm saying. Talk to him. You can say simple things. Help me, Holy Spirit. I do it all the time. I'm in a situation or circumstance, I don't know what to do. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because Holy Spirit has been sent here to lead and guide you into all truth. I challenge you to try something. The next time you lose something, I lost my keys one day, and I had them, you know, I knew I had had them right then and there. So I'm going to give you some practical ways to apply the Word of God. Just ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Now, here's the thing. When I lost my keys, I tried to retrace my steps where I last had them, where I could last remember where I had them, and I still couldn't find them. But you know what I did? I rested. What do I mean by rested? I said, you know what? Holy Spirit, you know where they're at. I'm not going to even look for them anymore. I'm going to just let you show me where they're at because you know all things. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Thank you for leading and guiding me into all truth. See, the Holy Spirit is waiting for you, waiting for you to talk to him and ask him things and ask for his help and tell him about your hurts and your pains and your joys and your comforts. He wants you to tell him everything. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for today. Thank you. I had a good day. Holy Spirit, I'm having a tough day. I don't know what I'm going to do with this. I don't have any idea. I need your help. Thank you for helping me in Jesus' name. See, I thank him for helping me in advance. I ask for him help, but I thank him too. That's why we have to enter into God's courtyard with thanksgiving and praise. See, we have to thank him first. Thank him in advance. When I say in advance, in God's eyes, it's already done. Because everything God can do, he's already done. Jesus, before he sat down, he said, it is finished. See, we got to understand it's a finished work. It's a finished work. All we got to do is acknowledge that and take advantage of that and say, okay, you know what, Lord? Okay, it's finished, so I'm just going to say, okay. Let me tell you something. When I rested, within, I would say, 10, 15 minutes, the Holy Spirit showed me exactly where the keys were. And as soon as I got them, I said, thank you, Holy Spirit. I know you know everything. You know everything. I'm so grateful for you in my life. And I got in my spirit, you're welcome, my son. See, God is just as real like that. He's close to you. But, you know, you may think you're crazy just saying something like that. Well, I'm just talking to him. No, 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 no. God is not over there out there somewhere. His spirit is on the inside of you, and he's waiting for you to talk to him and speak to him and communicate with him. Verse 18, he hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. For there were many with me. Look at that. See, God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, Selah, because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. Whoa. They fear not God. That's a dangerous place to be in. I think we fail to forget that God created us. We didn't create him. He's the creator. There is no other creator. There's one creator, and that is God. He created everything. We're the creature. He's the creator. He created us, not the other way around. We are made in his image and his likeness, not the other way around. He's not made in our image and our likeness. So when we acknowledge and come to the conclusion that God is real, what I mean by real, no, we can't see him. But there's a lot of invisible things that are real. I think we had this conversation. For those of you who are listening who think what I'm saying is kind of crazy, I got a question for you. When was the last time you saw the wind? You've never seen the wind. You've seen the results of the wind, the tree out there moving when the wind is blowing against it, or the leaves are blowing away. But that's not the wind. You've seen the results of the wind. The wind is a very invisible, real thing. Invisible, real thing. I'm going to give you all some other examples in the real world. Have you ever been to a beach? Some of you all are living by a beach right now. If you're walking on that beach and you look out there and see that ocean, you ever wonder, when those waves come in, what causes those waves to go back out? Why don't that water just keep coming like a tsunami and just flood everything? What's keeping that water in place? It's almost like there's an invisible wall there that it comes up, it hits the wall, then it returns back out. See, there's a lot of invisible things that are very real, very real. We need to really start observing the world. See, the Word of God says that the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. Look up there in the sky. That sun comes up and goes down like clockwork every day. As a cycle. And yet we can look into the science, into astronomy, and say the earth is rotating, the sun is going around it. But who set the sun up there? Who caused the earth to start rotating? We saw that in Genesis during creation last week, last Friday. God set the sun and the moon up there. The greater light to rule by day and the lesser light to rule by night. And it says he created the stars also. Thing I've always wondered and always loved about the Word of God is when you look at the scriptures and you begin to look out into the world and you start seeing what the Word is saying, the reality of God becomes very real. I know that sounds kind of crazy. The reality of God becomes very real. I don't know how else to say it. God set those things up there. Verse 20. He has put forth his hands against such. He has broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were drawn, they drawn swords. Look at that. That's a man of deception. That's someone who's very smooth. They know how to use words very good. They may even quote scripture and use the word of God. And you'll believe them, but God is looking at their heart. See, God is always looking at the heart. God is always looking at the heart. Our heart has to be fixed on the Lord. Our heart has to be right before the Lord. God has already forgiven us for everything through the blood of Jesus. God already knew that we was going to have trouble with those Ten Commandments. He already knew that sin, when sin entered into the world, as we saw in creation, as we'll see next week when we pick back up on it, when Adam and Eve sinned against God, you'll see something where sin came in. The sin cycle began when they sinned against God. And they were deceived into sinning against God. That's the way Satan always does. He always operates in deception. If you want to understand his ways, the one way that Satan will always get you is he will get you to question the word of God. That's what they did in the beginning. Hath not God said you should eat of every tree? They know good and well God said you can't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The day you eat of that tree, you shall surely die. God told them that. So then to raise doubt, Satan comes along in the form of a serpent and speaks with Eve and says, shall you not eat of the tree of any of the garden? He raised doubt. The enemy will always raise doubt in your mind. Some of you all know what I'm talking about. Somebody's doubting now. Some of you all are doubting the word of God. This can be real. This can be that. I'm here to tell you, that's what he does. He doubts you. He gets you to raise doubt. If you doubt God, if you begin, it's okay to ask God questions. Don't get me wrong. But when the enemy goes directly against the word of God, that's the enemy. He will always come for the word. See, when the word is sown, the enemy comes quickly. That's what the scriptures say. Right now, the word is being sown on the inside of your heart. How? Because I am teaching the word, and you are hearing the word, and faith is coming, and it's getting on the inside of your heart. It's sowing it on the inside of your heart because you're like, this might just be real what he's saying. This might be something to this. So the first thing the enemy is going to do, can't let that take root on the inside of his heart, so I got to come attack it. I got to raise doubt. He'll know what he's talking about. Who is this guy? Who does he think he is? You know, talking about. He gets you to raise doubt, gets you to question God. Then he'll get you to enter into sin against God. That's what happened to Adam and Eve. That's what started this whole problem with humanity. See? Faith is coming by hearing now. We talked about how shall they call on him of whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? Now then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Everything that enemy is going to do is to attack the word of God or to steal the word of God out of your heart. Because as you hear it, it's being sown on the inside of your heart, and faith is coming. So you're going to start believing. How shall they call on him of whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How should I hear without a preacher? How should I preach except to be sent? It's a process. Send somebody. They preach or teach the word. You hear the word. Faith is sown on the inside of your heart. You believe the word. Then you call on the name of Jesus. But Satan wants to stop that. Especially when the word is sown. He's going to come quick when the word is sown, because if you don't know Jesus right now, he's controlling you. The enemy is controlling you. He's got you out there doing things you shouldn't be doing. All he wants to do is kill you, steal from you, or destroy you. But, hey, if you're out there having fun sinning, he ain't going to mess with you. He already got you. You're on a one-way ticket to hell if you don't accept Jesus. A one-way ticket to hell. That means you can't come back and remake your decision. Once you die, it's over. It's done. It's finished. So to not accept him by default, you have rejected him. You're in a dangerous place when you hear the word of God. You don't know God, but you hear the word of God. You haven't accepted his son, Jesus, but you've heard it, and now it's on the inside of your heart. Now it's being sown. It's got you thinking, and you're like, there may be something to this. Satan's going to come quickly. He's going to attack you every possible way he can, through your job, through your family, through your friends, through your coworkers. He's going to use whatever is necessary to steal and take that word out of your heart. Because he's about to lose you from his kingdom. You're about to come out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And I told you, light shines. Light exposes. Light reveals hidden things. See, God wants to shine the truth of things on things. He wants to expose the truth of things. He wants to reveal to you the truth of things. You need to understand truth. Satan wants to do his lie. That's why his kingdom is darkness. Because if he can keep you in darkness, you don't know, you don't understand, you're in confusion, you're in frustration, you're afraid, you're scared, you're terrified, and you have no hope. But God says, you know what? I am the way, Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. The only way to the Father is through the Son. Don't get it mixed up. There is no other way. There is no other way. And anybody who tells you there's another way, they're lying, and the truth is not in them. I'm here to tell you this is the only way. And God wants you to hear that. He wants you to know that. So for many of you right now who are hearing this word, I'm here to tell you it's the only way. I'm going to jump over right now to Genesis right quick. We're going to pick back up in Genesis next week, but I want to jump back over. Go to Genesis. Go to Genesis. Let's see here. We were in chapter 2, but I want to jump down to, hang on 1 second. I want to jump down to where, here we go. Go to Genesis chapter 3. All right, Genesis chapter 3. Now, we had finished up in chapter 2 that the heavens and the earth were finished. We talked about all the things of God and God doing creation. But I want you all to see for a brief moment in Genesis chapter 3. In Genesis chapter, we're going to start out, matter of fact, let's go back. Let's go to Genesis chapter 2 and Genesis chapter 3. I'm going to quickly go over those. Verse 1, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he made. And he rested on the seventh day for all his work, which he had made. Okay, there's a pattern. We should be resting on the seventh day. We should be resting on the seventh day. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. Because in it, he had rested from all his work, which God created and made. Let's follow the pattern of God. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth. Look at that. Every plant in the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And we talked about that last week. We talked about the morning dew, a mist from the earth. There went a mist up from the earth, the morning dew. When you come outside, some mornings the grass is wet, but it didn't rain. That's coming from the morning dew. And I'm sure there's a scientific explanation behind how this morning dew is created. But I'm here to tell you that's God doing it. And the Lord God formed the man of the dust of the ground. And we talked about this. He formed a man. Listen to that. He formed a man from the dust of the ground. He formed a man from the dust of the ground. So that means we ain't nothing but dirt. From dirt we came, from dirt we shall return when we die. This physical body is what I'm talking about. The physical body is going to return from which it was made. The physical body. Not the spirit and the soul. Remember, man is a three-part being. Because we're made in the image of God, and God is three parts, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So man is a spirit. He lives in a body. He possesses a soul. And I'm going to show you all that in the scriptures maybe next time I go to it, and I'll show you where that's it. Man is a spirit. We're spiritual beings living in a human body. We're not human beings living in a spiritual body. This body is flesh, and this body was made from the dust of the earth, which is what's made. Now, I'm going to show you that right here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God says, show him right now. Okay. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. Okay, there we go. He formed man from the dust of the ground. All right? So he's talking about now this physical body. He took that dirt and he formed the man. All right? But watch this. And he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. That word breath comes from the Greek word pneuma, like we get pneumonia. That's spirit. That word ruah, that's spirit. In the Greek, it's ruah. And also pneuma, that's spirit. So there's the body, there's the spirit, and watch this. And man became a living soul. There's the soul. That's the three parts right there. Man is a spirit. He lives in a body. He possesses a soul. Those are your three parts right there. Spirit, soul, and body. The spirit being the breath of God. Breath of God that he breathed through our nostrils. I think it's interesting that he came through the nose and not through the mouth. That's a whole other study. I got to study that out. There's something there. There's a mystery there. But I got to study it out. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. He planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. So he planted a garden in Eden. That word Eden means delight. He planted a garden over in Eden, and he placed man over there in that garden. We talked about that. And we talked about it was two trees, and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. Every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. Now, we have senses. We have five senses, right? We can see. We can touch. We can taste. We can smell. And we can hear. Those are what I call gates. What I mean by gates. This is how we make contact with the physical world. Remember, we're spiritual beings. But we need to make contact with this physical world. How do we make contact with this physical world? Things we see, things we touch, things we taste, things we smell, and things we hear. All right? Those five senses. Now, there's something interesting about, and I'm going to teach on this, but I'm just going to touch on it now. There's something interesting about what we hear, because we know when the Word of God comes through the ear gate, it can get on the inside of our heart. And then once it gets on the inside of our heart, out of the abundance of the heart, watch this, the mouth speaks. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The mouth is a very interesting gate because it's what I call two-way. We can put things in our mouth, and we can let things out of our mouth. And there's a scripture in the Bible where Jesus said, it's not the things that go in us that defiles us, but it's the things that come out of us that defiles us. Why? Because what comes out of us is what's on the inside of our heart. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth is going to speak. So whatever's in there in abundance is what's going to come out. So if you got cursing on the inside of you, that's what's going to come out of your mouth because it's in there in abundance. But if you put the Word of God on the inside of you, it's going to get on the inside in your heart, and that's what's going to come out of your mouth. That's how we renew our mind with the Word of God. That's why it's so important to listen to the Word of God as much as we possibly can because we're building our faith and we're sowing that Word on the inside of our heart. And the more in abundance that we put that Word on the inside of our heart, when we get in a situation or a circumstance, the first thing that's going to come out of our mouth is going to be the Word of God. It's not going to be fear-filled words. It's going to be faith-filled words. It's not going to be, I'm afraid, I'm scared. It's going to be, with God, all things are possible. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Those scriptures are going to flow out of you when you're in a situation or circumstance where you're afraid. That's how it works. That's what I mean by the practicality of the word. You got to understand that in order to pull it out, you got to pour it in. And the Holy Spirit will pull it out of you at the time you need it. He'll give you wisdom. He said, don't worry about what you're going to say when you're standing before a man. I will put the words in your mouth. Because if you trusted God and you believe God and you've developed a relationship with God and the Word of God has come in through your ears and build your faith and got on the inside of your heart, the first thing that's going to come out of your mouth is going to be the Word of God. And out of the ground, verse 9, made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight, good for food. Two trees, the tree of life, also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden. And this river was parted, and it became four heads. By the way, that river's still there today. You can see the Tigris-Euphrates River over there in the Middle East area. The name of the first is Pison. That in which encompasses the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. Look at that. God just told people where the gold was. All we got to do is get in the book. Go over there and find out what the name of the country called Havilah, that was called Havilah back then. What's the new name of the country now? Because I'm here to tell you, I've learned from my research, certain countries have been renamed. Like Iraq was Persia in the Bible. Iraq. Today, it's named Iraq. Back then, it was called Persia. Where there's gold. And the gold of that land is good. There's bdellium and onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is that encompasses the whole land of Ethiopia. So if we go and look for Ethiopia on the map, there's a river that surrounds it. And I guarantee you that river is called Gihon, like the Bible said. And the name of the third river is Hidagel. That is which goes forward in the east of Syria. Now, Hidagel, I did a little research, that Hiddekel, that is what we call the Tigris. Remember Tigris, Euphrates River, those two are paired together? And you'll see the next scripture says, and the fourth river is Euphrates. See, back then it was called Hidagel, but the name got changed. Now it's called Tigris, the Tigris-Euphrates River. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden and dressed it and kept it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayst freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. Okay. But in that day thou shalt, that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. There's two trees. You probably never heard that or learned that in church. It wasn't just one tree, it was two trees. But it was only one that they couldn't eat from. And that was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Listen at that term. Let's slow it down. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God didn't want them to eat from that tree. God said, the day you eat of that tree, you're going to surely die. Listen at this. Let's look at it now. I'm going to slow it down. I want y'all to see something. Because, see, if you read too fast, you'll miss it, and you'll assume something that's not true. Verse 17, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, comma, thou shalt not eat of it, colon, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, for in the day, he didn't say on that day, for in the day. See how quickly we can miss it? We can miss him to say it on the day. But God didn't say on that day. He said, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. So a lot of people, if you assume that word in was on, and you continue to read the Bible, you're going to see that Adam and Eve lived many, many years later, hundreds of years later. So did God lie when he said they should die? No, you missed the word. Because you assume that they was going to die on that day. On, he said in. See, on would imply that as soon as they ate it, they died. And because they didn't die, they lived hundreds of years later. Hey, God must be alive. See how quickly you can miss it? He didn't say in. He said in. And what happened? Yeah, they died eventually. You know why? What he's saying is the death cycle is going to start. You're turning the death cycle on when you disobey me. That word death means to separate from. But watch this. It never means non-existence. It never means non-existence. You will always exist somewhere. You will either exist in heaven or you're going to exist in hell. See, because you're a spiritual man. You can't kill a spirit. You can't kill a spirit. That's why when you die, when we die, if we're not raptured up, the body goes back to the dust of the earth from which it was made. And the spirit and the soul are going to go to the place based on the decision that was made while they was in that body. If you accepted Christ, you know you're going to end up in heaven. If you did not accept Christ, you're going to end up in hell. And I can bear that out in the scriptures. I'm about to show you that one day, too, with Lazarus. There was a guy in the scriptures that died named Lazarus, and he was in hell. And it said he was in what is called, well, that's a whole other story, but in a sense, he was in an area that was Gehenna, which is translated for hell, and he was crying out. It was interesting. Well, we won't go into that, but I will teach on that one day. But all I'm here to tell you is that's what I'm telling you. You will always exist somewhere. Our loved ones who's passed, they exist somewhere. They're just not in their body. Their body is in that cemetery, or if they got cremated, it's been. See, the cremation is only turning the body to dust quicker, because if you open that casket up, eventually those bones are going to break down to dirt. Why? Because that's what they was made from. God created us from the dust of the earth from which it was made. So you can do it the slow way or the fast way. Either way, the transformation of those bones and that skin, all that stuff is going to go right back to dirt because that's where it was made from. But the spirit and the soul separated from the body. Remember I told you death means to separate from. So what he's saying, the day you eat from that tree, you're going to separate from me. And you'll see in Genesis that's what happened. And the Lord God said, it is not good that a man should be alone and will make a help meet. So I'm going to stop there, but we're going to pick up. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and he brought them unto Adam. So the story goes, God formed all these animals, and he brought them to Adam. And whatever Adam named those animals, that's what their name is, even to this day. If we saw a bear, that name bear didn't come from, that name bear came from Adam. Adam named him a bear. That's what I think is so interesting. Adam named that particular creature over there an elephant. He named that one a chicken. He named that one over there a geese. Adam named all these animals. He named that fish over there a whale. He named that one a trout. Whatever Adam named them, that's what they became. God gave him that power to name all these animals. So you got to understand, these animals are different types of creatures than we are. Remember I told you, we talked in Genesis last week that man is the species. Man is the species. Male and female are the sex of that species. Man is the species. So when he's saying man, it's like he's saying human. But a lot of people make the mistake and confuse man with male. Don't do that. Don't do that. And I get why they're saying it's confusing, because you have man and you have woe man. But that word woe means out of. So see, it's still man. Woman, woe man, is out of man because she was created out of man. God took a rib of a man. He created a woman. And he called her name Eve. She is bone of Adam. She is flesh of Adam. And if you look in a man has one less rib than a woman does, even in his anatomy to this day. So if you don't want to believe this word, go look at some anatomy. You'll see what I'm talking about. God's word is so real and so true. So God made Eve, verse 21, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and as he slept, he took one of his ribs. Look at that. Verse 21, Genesis 2:21, just said that. He took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh thereof, and the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto man. So, think about it. Neither Adam nor Eve, something you all had never thought about, neither Adam nor Eve were born. They were created. And Eve was created from Adam. But neither one of them was born. We were all born, see, because they're the parents of every human being on the earth, whether people want to believe it or not. They were our parents. They are the ones who started it all. But they were created. We were born. See? That's why when we accept Jesus, we have to be born again. What I mean by born again? Because, and I got it, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, in sin did my mother conceive me. We were born into iniquity, and in sin did our mothers conceive us. So you don't have to do anything to sin. Just by being born, you're born into sin. That's why you have to be born again unto righteousness. Praise God. People say, I was born again. I accepted Jesus Christ and I was born again. You didn't go back up into your mother's womb. No. You were born again. Your spirit was made alive. Joined back to God. Adam and Eve, we were separated from him. And everybody who was born at that time was separated from God, so we got to be born again. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, watch this, because she was taken out of man. I just said that. Out of man. Woe means out of. Out of man. He's a woe man. He is a man. She is a woe man. They're both man, human, but he is the male side and she is the female side. Therefore shall a man leave his mother and his father, cleave unto his wife. Now let's get into weddings. Those of you out there who are married, see, God sees you as one. He sees you as one. If your last, if your wife's last name is Jones and your last name is Smith, the man, if the man's last name is Smith and the wife's last name is Jones, when they get married, the woman takes on the man's name, right? At least in our country, that's the way it works. So it becomes Mr. and Mrs. Smith. God sees them as Smith. He don't see them as separate. He sees them as one. That's what he means by, therefore a man leaves his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Why are they one flesh? Just the way Adam and Eve was. He took, you know, they're one flesh. Adam just said, she is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. See how it comes together? And they were both naked, and the man and the wife were not ashamed. So I'm going to pick back up in Genesis next time, but we're going to talk about next time on verse 3. And I love the way God bridged these two, because by the Holy Spirit having me go into that psalm and talk about how, you know, we can pray to God and have a relationship with God, he wants you to understand that, look, he loves you. He wants you to be joined to him. He needs you to have that relationship with him. He loves us that unconditionally. So for those of you who are not born again, I cry out and ask the Lord, get born again. Give your life to Christ. God is waiting on you. You're in a spot right now where you've just heard truth. You see how it all makes sense now. This is worldwide. This is global. This is not just limited to one nation. God is global. God is international. God is universal. Not just international, he's universal. As you would see when we started in Genesis 2, it says, Genesis 2, verse 1, it says, thus the heavens, and the earth were finished, all the host thereof, and all the host thereof. So there must be some host in the heavens. There must be some host in the earth. All the hosts of the heavens and the earth, they were finished. And you say, why is he saying heavens and not heaven? The first heaven we talked about was the firmament. That's the sky. You look, you go outside and you look up, you see the sky. The second heaven is outer space. That's when you get beyond the sky. Now you're up there by the stars, the moons, the planets. The third heaven is beyond outer space. That's the heaven of heavens. That's where God resides. That's where the throne of God is at. The heaven of heavens. So if you leave the throne of God and you come down through outer space, then you come down through the atmosphere of our sky and you come to earth, that's where we are. That's where we are right now. I can prove that to you in Daniel. When Daniel prayed, the angel Gabriel said, God heard your prayer 21 days ago. But on his way to answer the prayer, he was coming from heaven down to the earth. He got hung up by the prince of Persia. He was in a battle with a demon spirit, probably in outer space. And until he called for reinforcement and overcame that battle, he got to the earth to answer Daniel's prayer. He told Daniel, God heard you 21 days ago. He heard your prayer, and he answered it 21 days ago. But I got held up by the prince of Persia. That's in the scriptures, guys. This isn't something I'm making up. This is in the book of Daniel. Go read the book of Daniel. You'll see it. You will see what I'm saying is true. It's mind-blowing, some of the stuff in the Bible. mind-blowing. There are things in the Bible that you would not believe. You would not believe. But see, you'll never know unless you read it for yourself. It's good to come and hear someone teach or preach on it. But let me tell you something I learned years ago, and I'm going to close with this. When I first got saved, I didn't immediately go to the Bible. I tried to read it. It didn't make sense to me. Still, even after I was saved, the these and the doubts didn't make sense. And I was trying to read it. The guy who led me to Christ had given me a small green New Testament. It had the New Testament and Psalms and Proverbs. It wasn't the full Bible. It was just the New Testament, Psalms and Proverbs. Didn't have the Old Testament. And he told me, he said, just read this every day and find you a good church. Well, I tried to read it. I was in college, and it didn't make sense. I remember reading something about the seed is sown on good ground, rocky ground, and stony ground. And I was like, what are you talking about, the seeds? What do you mean? I mean, are they planting something? Is this a farmer? What, you know? None of it made sense to me. I was saved. I had given my life to Christ. The Holy Spirit had come on the inside of me, but I still didn't have no understanding of the Word of God. I had to get under a good teacher. I had to get under a good preacher. I had to listen to the Word, and I had to be taught and start getting some understanding. And I had to pray. I said, Holy Spirit, I don't understand this stuff. I didn't even know to talk to the Holy Spirit back then. I'm saying that now, but I'm saying I didn't understand it. I didn't know about, you know, but I was saved. I had given my life to Christ. I knew that. I knew I was different. I knew I had changed. How did I know that? That's a whole long story. I had, you know, the night that I got saved after that night, I knew something had changed with me. I saw things totally different. The world looked different to me. It was like the scales of my eyes was pulled back. But here's why I'm saying all this. When you don't know what to do, you go back to what you've always done. So I was in a backslidden position because the more I tried to read it, the less I understood it, the more frustrated I got. And it just didn't make sense to me. It didn't make sense. Nothing made sense. So I was like, okay, well, hey, I know I'm saved, but I'm going to be in a backslidden position. I go back to doing some of the same old things that I used to do. But you know what was funny? I couldn't do those things. It didn't feel right. Nothing worked anymore. But see, when I was in darkness, Satan had no problem with me doing all kinds of crazy stuff. But now that I come into light, I can't do certain things. Even people around me was like, no, 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 you ain't supposed to be here. This ain't where you're supposed to be. See, I'm a transparent person. I believe in, I'm as transparent as I am with all you on the phone right now. I'm the same way with God. I have nothing to hide because he knows everything about me. And I don't fear anything but him. And I don't really, quite frankly, care about what anybody think about me. I only care about what God thinks about me. Because at the end of the day, that's all that's going to matter. I got to stand before him. People going to be people. People come and people go. But God stays the same. And if I'm going to trust in anyone, in anything, it's going to be something that's consistent that I can depend on and rely on. And I'm here to tell you that's where you got to be in your life. You got to be at that point. So I'm going to end right there for each of you all listening. I hope that the transparency helps because I'm telling you, you got to be transparent with God the same way. And when you're like that, your life will never be the same again. Oh, my God, God will do some miraculous things in your life. And you will feel better about yourself because you know you poured your heart out before God. God sees it in a way. He's like, that's my child right there. Yeah, that's my boy right there. Yep, yep. Yep. He ain't trying to hide nothing from me. He ain't trying to lie about it. He ain't trying to deceive. He's just putting it on the table like it is. God loves that. See? Because then he can really work with you. He can really work on you. He can really change your life because your heart is pliable. That you're willing to put it out there, and you're not concerned about anyone or anything. You're only concerned about being in right standing with him at all times. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for this message. I thank you that we are so grateful for every person that's on this line. I thank you that everyone that has heard this word, they see the reality of you and your word. I pray that they will become transparent with you, that they will talk to you in their private time, that they will ask the Holy Spirit to come on the inside of them and teach them your word. I pray that they will begin to listen to your word, listen to it daily, and begin to talk to you daily about everything, not just important things or things that's concerning to them. I pray that it's not just on Saturday or Sunday that they will spend time with you, but it will be every day, Lord God, every day. They won't have to wait through the weekend or the week or any time. They just want to talk to you all the time. And I pray that they will be coming to this line giving testimony of the things that have happened in their lives, giving testimony, because it says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, that's Jesus, and the word of our testimony. That's the miraculous things that God has done in our life and the reality of God in our life. People need to know that God is real. People need to see and understand that God is real. People need to understand that this word is the final authority in every situation and every circumstance. It doesn't matter what the doctors say, you're sick and you're dying. The word of God says by the stripes of Jesus, you're already healed. So you've got to claim that. And you've got to say, God, heal me. Yeah, doctors have a place, but God's word is more powerful than that. God's word is more powerful than anything. But we got to speak it. First, we got to hear it, sow it on the inside of our heart, then let out of the abundance of our heart, the mouth speaks. Let's speak it. God spoke the world into existence. He spoke it. There's a pattern. God wants us to speak his word. Speak his word. Don't go by what you see. Go by what the word says. Remember, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But watch this. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. So faith is substance, but faith is also the evidence of things not seen. Mm-hmm. That's the invisible. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. See? But faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So when you begin to speak those faith words, mm-hmm. you're calling those things that be not as though they were, Father, for helping me. Mm-hmm. We already know. We're confident. We're assured because we trust him. We know he's going to help us. We ain't got to beg him. It's already done. Jesus already paid the price for every sin that we could ever have committed. His blood, his shed blood, by those stripes, we are already healed. That's what the word of God says. So we've got to agree with the word of God. Come into agreement with God. For those of you all who aren't born again right now, none of this stuff makes sense to you. You're picking up pieces of it, but you're like, oh, I'm kind of getting it, but kind of not. I'm here to tell you I need you to pray this prayer right now in the name of Jesus. You've got to be born again. You must come to Christ. Heavenly Father, save me. My life is a mess right now, and you know it. You've led me to this phone call, this prayer news network, to hear this word. I don't understand all this stuff, but I do believe in my heart that some of it is very real. I confess right now that Jesus Christ is my Lord, and I'm going to believe right now that you raised Jesus from the dead. And I'm thanking you right now in advance for saving me this day. Thank you, Father. Change my life. Send your Holy Spirit on the inside of me. Teach me, guide me, lead me, protect me, and comfort me as only you can do. I give you all praise and glory and honor for it. Thank you right now. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God. I'm here to tell you your life will never be the same again. Get a Bible. Find a church. If you can't do that, if you get in that situation like I did, keep coming to the Prayer News Network. Keep listening to the word, all the speakers that are on here. God got somebody that's going to reach you and teach you and invite others to come too. Because they need to know, as they see that your life is changing, and they say, what happened? Say, why don't you come over here and I'll show you what happened, and invite them to listen in too. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for your word. I give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Save those who are saved, and those who are unsaved, save those who are unsaved, and teach those who are saved, and guide and lead and protect them from this day forward and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. We thank the Lord tonight. There's just a little song that dropped in my spirit even as the word was going forth, and it often comes to encourage, to, amen, help me to keep him on my mind. And the song says, always remember Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Always keep him on your mind. Always remember Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Always keep him on your mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell you, as that word was going forth tonight, amen, I'm telling you from the beginning to the end, where, glory to God, amen, the psalmist begins to say, Lord, give ear to my prayer. And he began to talk to the man of God, began to talk about having a conversation, have conversations with God, and how he always hear us. He always hear us, people of God, always hear us. But we have to be so mindful. We have to be so mindful. Glory to God, I tell you, and truly what concerns us concerns him. Everything that concerns us concerns him, and we can't forget that, people of God. So we just bless God tonight. We thank God tonight for this word. Amen. Just giving him thanks, giving him praise. Glory to God, because as we even begin to see, those were some serious situations. Those were some situations. Amen. That David was in. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, hurtful, painful situations. And as the man of God said, there are even people today in hurtful, painful situations. But people of God, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Glory be to God. Amen. That I know him. I'm glad that I know him. I've come to know him for myself, not what someone else said. Glory to God. I don't have to talk through someone else. Amen. I don't have to go, glory to God, to the Pope. I don't have to go, glory to God, to the priest. But we give God thanks and we God praise, because we have access ourselves. Amen. Right to the throne of grace, right to his ear, right to his heart. Amen, Jesus. And I'm telling you again, everything that concerns you concerns him. We got to take it to him, as the man of God said. We got to take it to him. We got to talk to him about it. Glory to God. The scripture declares, amen, amen, even as you were going forth, the scripture declares, amen, come now, let us reason together. Something you don't understand, whatever is going on in your life, come, let us reason together. Let's talk about it. Let's just lay it out. Just lay it all out. Glory be to God, because I want to help you. Glory to God.
Yes,
he
Lord.
Said that we can cast our cares upon him because he cares for us. And we give God
yes,
thanks
Lord.
And we give God praise tonight for this
Thank
word.
You,
again, so much has come out of it
Thank
always.
You,
so much has come out of it that is certainly a blessing to each of us on tonight. Amen.
Yeah.
Let's remember him. Let's remember Jesus. Let's remember him.
Thank
let's
you.
Keep him on our mind. Let's walk with him. Let's
yeah.
talk with him. Glory be to God. Let's just
Thank
draw
you,
so nigh unto him, people of God. Let us draw so nigh unto him,
yes.
glory to God, because he wants to draw nigh unto us. So we give God
thank
you. We give God praise on tonight for the word. Thank you, man of God. We bless God for you.
Thank you, Lord.
And people of God, listen, we just want to let you know that you can get a copy of this broadcast. As always, it's absolutely free. And you can certainly tonight text 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Also, you can text on tonight via WhatsApp our international listeners. That number is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. Glory to God. So
Amen.
Go ahead on tonight and get your copy. Amen, Jesus. We'd be so happy to send it to you. And after you get it, we just ask that you send it. A copy to someone else. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord tonight, man of God. We thank God for you on tonight. We thank God for what he's doing in your life. We thank God
thank
on
you.
Tonight. And we just want to say a word of prayer on tonight. Father, we bless you. We thank you tonight. We thank you. Glory to God. We thank you for this word. We thank you for this spoken word on tonight. We thank you for your servant. We thank you, glory to God, for his ear to hear, his heart to understand. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, for causing him to stand, for causing him to stand instead for you to be your voice on tonight. And for this, we thank you. We bless you now. We glorify you. We magnify you on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would continue to bless him, continue to elevate him, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for the ministry that you place within him, this ministry that shall bless many, this ministry that is blessing many. We give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. Father, we're asking you on tonight to continue to expand his borders. Continue to expand, 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 we pray. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, continue to let thy perfect will be done in his life. And we thank you tonight. Glory be to God. We're asking you tonight to look upon the altar of his heart, Father, for his desires and those things that he have need of. Father, we're asking that you will meet every need on tonight, meet every desire on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you would do it tonight. We're asking, glory to God, that you would bless his family, that you would keep his family, that you would cover his family, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you bless his going out, bless his coming in, Father, from this time forth and forevermore. And for this, we give you thanks. And for this, we do give you praise. For this, we do give you glory for all of these things. In thy precious name, Jesus, we're asking that you would shield them now. Let your blood cover. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, everything that concerns him, cover and shield, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, hide him behind your precious cross. Cover him in your shed blood, we do pray. In thy precious name, Jesus, every heart on tonight, say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. On tonight.
Amen.
Glory to God. We give God thanks and praise again on tonight. God bless you, man of God. God bless you on tonight. Thank you again for your time and your attention. Thank you for your commitment to be with us on Friday night. We thank God for
thank
the
you.
Word. We thank God for the ministry
yeah.
that the Lord has placed within you. We just want to encourage you to keep moving forward. In Jesus' name,
yes.
we do pray. And at this time, we're going to turn the platform back over to you for other remarks and for the benediction on tonight. God bless you, sir.
Well, praise God. You all have heard the word. and God's word is truth, and just exercise everything that you've learned, everything that you hear, go ahead and exercise it, because that's what God wants you to do. You know, faith without works is dead. So you've got to exercise what you've learned. And Heavenly Father, I want to pray for everybody over here. May the Lord God bless you and keep you. May the Lord God shine his eyes upon you. May the Lord God keep you and protect you. May the Lord God's word get deep on the inside of your heart. May he bless your families, your friends, your coworkers. May the Lord God bless your nation, whatever that nation may be. May the Lord God move those in authority over you, that you may pray for them in authority over you, so that you may lead a quiet and peaceful life. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords will return soon. May the Lord God continue to bless you and keep you in everything that you do. I give you all glory, honor, and praise, Lord. May the blessings of the Lord continue to be upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you again. God bless you, people of God. That does conclude tonight's broadcast. Again, don't forget to get your copy. We thank God for you, and we do look to see you right here on tomorrow. Tell somebody about the PNN. Invite someone to come and be with you. God bless you tonight. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.